Some of the people who evacuated are now slowly returning, some to their homes, some to nothing but ash. Will those people rebuild? Chris Dudas faced that question 4 years ago, the last time big fires raged through the San Diego area. He lives in Alpine, California, a small town near San Diego.
Well, it burned to the ground in a pretty massive firestorm that blew through the valley that I and 100 other families here live in, and totaled us. The 100 homes that are here, about 78 of them actually burned out in that fire.
So you had nothing?
Nothing. It was ash. We had about 20 minutes to get out once we saw a wall of flame heading into this valley.
And then when it was all over, you came back, and was it a tough decision to decide to rebuild, or was it something that you didn't even question?
No, I didn't even question it. I wanted right away to rebuild. This is a beautiful area. I have great neighbors, and there was just no question that I wanted to rebuild.
And did insurance cover it?
Yes. In fact, I had a very good experience with our insurance provider. It was not a difficult process. It was painstaking and very detailed, but I found it to be very acceptable from a customer service sort of standpoint.
Hmm. So they gave you the money to rebuild, but I'm sure they didn't say rebuild with flammable wood. You need to use materials that are going to withstand another fire, right?
Well, the insurance provider doesn't really spec that out as much as the county and the local building authorities do. They're very strict now about regulations about, you know, types of materials and interior sprinkler systems and things like that. So, but the rest is left up to us, the owners, to decide what to do and within the framework of our budgets of, you know, what we can do.
So this time around, did the fires threaten your home?
They got close. We were fortunate in the sense that 4 years ago, so much of the brush burned already that it was going to take much more fuel to get it into this valley than was actually there. So we had mountains that were kind of glowing across from us, and everybody was on a neighborhood watch. We were evacuated on Monday, and we did leave, but we came back immediately the next morning.
So you were lucky this time around, but fires will come again to your area.
Absolutely.
And do you ever think, gosh, it's not worth it? I shouldn't live here?
Well, I did have this conversation with my wife about if this happened, if lightning struck twice in the same location and we lost this brand new house, would we rebuild? And the answer was maybe not. Maybe we would move to the wettest possible spot in the continental United States that's free of hurricanes and no major wildfires. So we were thinking immediately of the Pacific Northwest, a nice wet place.
But so far, you're going to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. We love it here.
You know, a lot of people are wondering, why should we spend so much in our public resources, you know, firefighting and the like, and also the insurance companies are wondering whether they should insure people who live in high-risk areas.
Well, you know, almost any area has its own set of special geographical or geological or, you know, climatological risks associated with living there. And Southern California has always been prone to having wildfires come through here. I don't feel like we are living in a particularly risky spot relative to anybody else in the region.
Chris Dudas lives in Alpine, California, about 30 miles east of San Diego. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.